Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. Bright and early.
Morning.
Okay. So, I guess we can then call the meeting to order. This is the special meeting of the Connecticut Port Authority Human Resources Committee, Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. And I'm Brian Thompson, co-chair of the committee, calling the meeting to order at 8:06 a.m. So we'll, I guess, just run through that again, do a roll call for the record. We have David Corus, Dave Perillo, and Grant Westerson on the phone. Is there anyone else? Okay. So do we don't have a quorum, or we do have a quorum?
We do have a quorum.
Okay. All right. So we can first item on the agenda then is approval of the minutes, the April 7th, 2022 special meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved by Grant.
And a second?
Second by David.
Okay. Any comments, corrections on the minutes? All right, hearing none. All in favor of approving the minutes of the April 7th meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any abstentions?
Dave Perillo, I wasn't present, so I'll abstain.
Okay. And any opposed? All right then. Minutes are approved. Next item is public comment period. Andrew, do we have anybody?
There are no members of the public on the line.
Okay. All right. Thank you, David. So next item is the annual schedule of positions and total staffing levels. So this is the you know, the schedule of positions that we approve annually. It's actually for the fiscal year that started in July 22. So we're approving it mid-year. And it is the same schedule as previously approved. So I don't know, David or Andrew, did you want to talk about thoughts about how we handle the schedule moving forward? Any potential?
Andrew here. I'll just note that if we've been approving this in October-ish of each fiscal year for a schedule of positions, which includes the year that we're currently in. So I think just noting for the committee that once we have one for the current fiscal year, the committee may want to consider thinking about positions and staffing and kind of evolving the schedule to take place, closer toward the budgeting schedule in the kind of Q3 period, so that you're approving the fiscal year schedule before it starts instead of mid-year. But you're correct, Brian, that this is the staffing levels that exist currently, with no changes to last year's staffing levels.
Right. Okay. So, I guess, moving forward, we can be thinking about whether any changes might be appropriate for the schedule. So we need to adopt to the schedule, so or approve the annual schedule. Do we have a motion to approve this annual schedule?
This is David. I'll make a motion to recommend to the board the approval of the schedule for the current fiscal year.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none. All in favor of recommending to the board approval of the schedule positions and staffing levels, say aye.
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 Any abstentions? Any opposed? Okay. Motion has passed. We'll make a recommendation to the board to approve this schedule of positions for this fiscal year. Okay, next item is interim executive director evaluation. Ulysses has been with the Port Authority for about 6 months has prepared sort of his self-evaluation, 6 month self-evaluation, and has provided that evaluation. And so recognizing that the committee has not had an opportunity to review it yet, we're really just at this point starting the process of Ulysses' evaluation. And I think purpose today is to just sort of settle on what our process will be for completing the evaluation and moving that forward to the board. So any suggestions or proposals on how we might I have ideas, but wanted to hear from the committee on thoughts on how to move that forward.
Brian, yep. This is hello. I have a question.
Sure.
Ulysses, executive director, for some reason that I assume we'll talk about next is why we haven't commenced a search for a permanent executive director yet. What is the purpose of this evaluation of an interim executive director? I just want to know what the purpose is.
Interim or not, I think an evaluation is always an appropriate thing to do for any position. Why would you not?
And this, David, our policies and procedures require it of any new hire at the six-month mark.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so, proposal then for moving this forward. I mean, my recommendation is that we give the full committee about a week to review. Well, of course, provide the write up to the committee and give the committee about a week to review and provide some feedback and thoughts. Judy and I can compile that and have a conversation with Ulysses about any modifications that might be appropriate and in response to that feedback, and then reconvene the committee to consider the evaluation again for recommendation of approval prior to the next board meeting. Is that a sensible approach, reasonable approach?
Yeah, Brian, that makes sense. It'll streamline it, I think, to the extent that that's necessary. So I'd certainly be comfortable doing that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Grant.
And this is David. I agree.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Dave, sound okay to you?
Did you address me?
Sorry, checking in.
I couldn't hear you. That's fine.
Okay. All right. So I will need to check back with Judy on this. But if that's all make sense, that's what we'll plan on moving forward. So I guess, Andrew, you can plan on sending Ulysses. It hasn't been sent yet, right? We haven't sent the evaluation around yet to the committee members, correct?
No, that's correct. This is David. I received it Sunday night, and I circulated it yesterday just to you and Judy, but
okay.
not beyond. So I can, either Andrew or I or you, I'll circulate it to the full committee as soon as we get off today.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Having agreed on that, I think we can move on to the next item, which is executive director search process. So, I don't know, David. How did you want to kick? Do you want to kick this one off?
Yeah, sure. I'll start by saying, in response to Dave's question earlier, I mean, the reason the process hasn't been initiated in earnest is because we've been trying very hard to have an HR committee meeting, and we've been struggling for several months to do so. And this was meant to be the vehicle that we sort of charted our course. And so this discussion is that initiation. We've had one conversation thus far that you'll likely recall at, I think it was at the full board level, where there was general consensus that we did not need to hire a search firm in order to effectuate that process and replicate what we had done previously. But we haven't discussed it beyond that. And so the charge to this committee is to start to map out how we think it should proceed and to initiate.
Okay. Agreed. And so I guess we'll take input from the committee on that. What does anyone recommend as far as search process? I wasn't involved previous time. I'm not sure who was.
If we're not going to go to a search firm, which I don't have a problem with, there are many places we can list this position within the maritime industry to get this position out to people that are qualified, hopefully. And I could have a list of those different places put together for the committee. And I think we need to get going on our really reviewing the job description for the position, starting with what we had the last time and amending that. to something that might be more appropriate. And then we should go out and see what kind of a response we get. We might end up having to go to a search firm. I don't think we will, but I think that would be the best process. And I can't understand why the last meeting of the HR committee was April 7th, and there was no way to schedule another meeting until November 15th. I find that hard to believe. I think if the desire was there, we would have had a meeting a long time ago. But that's just my comment.
Well, I think you're free to reach out to the co-chair who's not present, and you will find that we had a very difficult time coordinating, and as evidenced by our difficulty getting a quorum today, that has continued.
That isn't what the co-chair told me, but okay, that's fine. I don't need any more explanation. That's good enough for me.
Okay. Well, Dave, I think your process makes sense. Any other thoughts?
Ryan, I'll prepare a list of places I think we should list this, and I'll have that ready for the next meeting, which I hope will be soon.
Okay, appreciate that, Dave. And you had suggested review of the job description as well. That I think is an important step.
Anybody could do it, but I think we could take a look at where we were prior to hiring John in that job description and start from there. I know there's going to be changes to it, but that would be
a good place.
I think we should probably all take a look at it.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, I could find it and send it out to the rest of the committee, but I'm sure the office could do that too.
Yeah, well, the office staff will do it today.
Perfect.
All right. Sounds great. So, yeah, it would be good to certainly have that completed and have the – it sounds like, Dave, you can get the list relatively quickly, reviewing the job description. I mean, I think we're thinking just in terms of time frame for getting a review done, first couple of weeks in December for a next meeting. I know that's fairly quick, and there's holiday week, but – we do have some things we need to get done. Certainly within a month, I would say, we want to have another meeting.
I think we should have a meeting in a month and take up both items.
Yeah, if we could settle on a date today, a date and time that works for at least us four, I think that would be a good starting point.
Okay. Let me look at the calendar here.
Not available on December 25th.
Yeah, that was the only open day. Let's see.
We should aim, I think we should aim for the week of the 28th or the week of the 5th so that the outputs of our committee can be circulated in advance of the regularly scheduled board meeting, if that makes sense.
Okay, which is, remind me when that's scheduled.
Which is the 20th. So, you know, the week of the 28th, the 5th, or the 12th, early in the week of the 12th, those should all, you know, that window from November 20th to, say, December 13th should give us ample time.
Why don't we check our schedules and just circulate what's good for each of us between us.
Okay, we can send, yeah, and we can send, Andrew can send an email right when we get off with those kind of windows so that we, with the job description, yeah, perfect.
Okay, all right, yeah, I mean, those weeks generally look pretty good for me, so, okay. All right. Anything else we need to cover on this process? All right. It sounds then like we can move on. The next item on the agenda is an executive session. We need an executive session.
This was a placeholder in case we wanted to go into executive session to discuss, Ulysses' self-evaluation or anything else. So it's up to the committee whether or not we need one today.
I don't see the need for it. I mean.
No, I don't either. If we're not, yeah, we're not discussing Ulysses' evaluation.
Good with me.
Okay. All right. That takes us to old business. Do we have any old business? I'm not aware of any.
I do not have any.
Okay. All right. So that brings us then to adjournment. That was a quick meeting. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Dave.
And I'll second.
All right. Thanks, Grant. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All right. Meeting is adjourned at 8:27. All right. Thanks, everybody. And so, yeah, we'll look forward to seeing some communication from Andrew with a couple of things. So thank you all.
Great. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye all.